Hey, just a heads up, everyone. Today we're talking about To the Moon, and we do kind of touch on some spoilery stuff. Minor spoiler stuff in the first half, heavy spoiler stuff in the second half. I try to separate them between the ad breaks. So be warned. Ready. You look fake ready.
What's real ready look like?
Hello, I'm Brandon.
And I'm Justine.
And this is The Cozy Co-op, a podcast where a games journalist and a creative writer talk about video games. Hi, Justine.
Hi, Brandon.
I caught you off guard a bit, didn't I?
No, I knew what you were doing.
Oh, okay.
You're very transparent.
Ah, my flesh. Today, we are... Because you know, like, there's those fish that, like, you can see through. And
you are not one of those.
you said transparent.
I meant metaphorically.
I mean, I figured so. I can see myself. We're talking about To the Moon.
Yes.
Are you excited for that?
Yeah.
I'm barfy for it.
Stop.
That is my description. We'll get into that later. But before our barfiness...
You're gonna be fine.
Let's talk about the news. Get some news barf.
No.
So,
why do you have to be so gross?
News barf? It's a professional term used by...
Please stop saying
Dwayne
that
The Rock Johnson.
No.
Critically acclaimed journalist.
Just tell people the news.
So,
because that's your job.
There's a game called Agony.
And I am experiencing this.
And it's basically this, let's make a video game that is hell. To the most brutal degree. I'm talking about, like, the, you know, nudity, torture, all that kind of stuff.
Oh no, nudity.
And video games. It's a topic. Alright, anyway.
Okay.
This game is actually so hardcore, it's being rated adults only. Not even mature, adults only. However, adult-only games are not allowed on consoles. So, the game was supposed to come out on March 30th, but it delayed because they're trying to figure out how can we get this on consoles. They actually, after talking with the ratings board, they've dumbed the game down to a mature rating for consoles. And they are offering a free downloadable patch for the game that adds in everything that they had to censor out. Bringing it back up to its adult-only status.
Now, how come that's a viable loophole?
Because you can't get this patch on consoles.
Oh, I see. You can only get it on PC.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So, their Kickstarter is also offering the chance to switch to the PC version when it comes out instead of console.
Okay.
Understandably. So, if anyone's been paying attention to Agony and they're looking forward to that, there's a bit of news there. No word on the release date of it yet. I plan on getting into it when it happens. Next bit of news. Are you familiar with... Injustice.
Yeah, like the...
The DC characters fighting each other. There's two video games based off it. It's a comic book series initially.
Yes.
Well, that comic book series is getting a spinoff where the Injustice characters fight He-Man.
But why?
It's a versus comic. Like, why anything?
Sure, that's true. Okay, that's a good point.
But yeah, He-Man, like, Battle Cat and
We just really want to see Batman fight He-Man, I guess.
I think He-Man is on Batman's side. I think it's a He-Man versus
that
Superman deal.
Batman will fight people on his side. That's not a big difference.
Batman, dramatic.
He has his own agenda.
Final bit of news. 50,000... Minecraft players have had their computers infected with hard drive deleting malware inside of Minecraft skins. The worst part, these Minecraft skins could be found on official Minecraft servers.
No.
They were just swooped right into some PowerScript shells in
you can't trust anything
PowerShell
anymore.
Scripts in the PNG files for the skins.
Mm.
So no, 50,000 people have been affected by
this
so far.
That's awful.
So if you still play Minecraft for some reason...
Watch yourself.
Yeah, just don't.
You mean for some reason. It's a good game.
Well, I mean, hey, we know at least 50,000 people have played it.
Yeah, see?
It's still popping.
The 800 people still playing GTA 3.
Yeah, GTA 4. That's it on news. I don't know how to start this out. It's just a mess of emotions for me.
Well, how about you start off with explaining why you had to say the word barfy 8 million times at the beginning
That's
of this
fair.
Episode?
That's fair. Barfy. He was a clown.
No.
He was at my sixth birthday party.
Can you take one thing seriously?
Can you guess what special skill Barfy the clown had? I'll give you a hint.
Balloon animals.
Oh! you got it right! I had to. That was the hardest I've suppressed a swear word ever, I think. Wow. You nailed it. That's exactly what I was going to say. Balloon animals.
Okay, but what else was I going to guess a clown does? That wasn't projectile vomiting.
Okay. That's fair. That's fair. Anyway, there is no Barfy the clown, I'm sorry to say.
Shocker.
When I get emotionally overwhelmed, I tend to feel that anxiety in my stomach.
Yeah.
So, for lack of a better word, whenever I'm emotionally overwhelmed, I feel barfy. Now, I say barfy because I don't feel like I'm going to barf. I just feel like how you would feel if you might barf.
I mean, that can be counted as nauseated, I think.
I guess nauseous is a good...
Well, there's a difference between nauseated and nauseous.
That's fair. I don't know them, so I'm going to say barfy.
Okay.
But I guess, yeah, all nauseated, right. Nauseous.
That's out of the way.
Those are very synonymous.
Synonymous?
Yes.
So, to the reason... Moon. Yes, so
what
to
is
the moon.
To the moon?
To the moon is sad, is what it is.
I see.
It is a story about a couple of members of an organization who help people who are on their deathbed, in their mind's eye, feel as though they've lived their best life.
How do they do that?
They do this with some futuristic tech where they go into this person's memories and with in mind what their wish is. So say that it was a woman lived as a housewife her entire life, and while, you know, maybe parts of it were pretty good, she wishes that instead she had set up her own bakery and been successful there. And so she's on her deathbed, but they can go into her mind and her memories and rewrite her memories and put in certain ideas so that half the job is done for them. So if they put in a certain idea, it will rewrite itself so that this woman now remembers her life as a successful baker.
Like a fictional Inception style thing.
Yes.
I get that. I've played the game.
Did you just imply Inception's not fictional?
What?
You said a fictional Inception.
It's not?
Okay. We're moving on.
I've played it. I'm making it sound like I haven't. I'm just doing that for exposition. I've played it. I played it a long time. I live streamed it. Did I tell you that part?
I did not know that.
Yes, I live streamed.
Did you cry on live stream?
Yes.
I think I cried during this game.
I attribute To the Moon as one of the few winners of the Made Brandon Cry Award. Two games in my life have made me cry, and To the Moon is one of them.
This one is an interesting game, too, because despite the fact that people... So it's very much an interactive novel kind of thing. There's not a lot of mechanics to it. You're really just pointing and clicking and going to collect items. That's about the extent of your interaction in this game, but...
Do you know why that is?
Well, hold on. And people had said that, you know, there's very little mechanics, there's very little you actually do with this game, but it was still very highly...
Acclaimed
because its soundtrack and its story were so good. Like, it won Best Story.
Absolutely.
And yeah, so people still really, really liked it despite this, you know, traditionally bad gaming element.
It's a basic game.
Yes.
And I actually find its acclaim funny. I'm not saying it's not deserving of it, because it was an extremely memorable experience.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. But literally nothing it does was that standout-ish, with maybe the exception of the music. Because
mm-hmm.
it's built on what's called the RPG Maker engine. There's a software out there that's been around for ages called RPG Maker, and it provides you with pre-made tile sets and characters and an engine. And basically, it's like, hey, do you want to make Final Fantasy III, but with your own story?
Okay.
Which is why, in the beginning, you actually have a fake little battle scene akin to the old Final Fantasy games.
Yeah, with
they added that
squirrel.
That... Like, I want to say they added that in to make that joke just because the code for that battle functionality already existed.
Okay.
However, RPG Maker has given itself a bit of a bad name for rehashed content.
Mm-hmm.
People will use it, and you can very quickly identify if something is an RPG Maker game once you know what that looks like. Which is to say, it looks like To the Moon.
Yeah.
And that's unfortunate, because I feel like that did hinder its ability to stand out a lot. The story, which is what everyone, like, thinks is so fantastic, I also find kind of funny because it's strikingly similar to the Jim Carrey movie.
Ah, yes.
The Eternal Sunshine of a Spotless Mind.
Of a Spotless Mind, yeah.
Which is, this time it's not somebody dying, but it was Jim Carrey asked the scientist, one of which played by Mark Ruffalo, my boy.
Love him.
To go in and actually delete the memories of his ex-girlfriend.
Yeah.
Which, yeah, same concept. Two scientists use a weird machine to go in and change memories.
Yeah, I mean, same concept, but the storylines, I think, are vastly different.
It was different in its approach, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Music was fantastic, though. I won't argue that one.
To the Moon?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was very...
I downloaded the soundtrack.
It really does lend a lot to the story. So where there's not a lot for you to do... I mean, there are levels and stuff, but really what all you're doing is as you go through these levels of memories, you're collecting mementos that will help you move on to the next level. And so part of this is actually looking at his memories and seeing what is where and where things need to be changed. And the other part of this game is realizing that there's so much more happening, but... there aren't many answers around. This is not a cut and dry, we're just going to go in, plug in some commands, and it'll all be done. Because there's an obstacle with this particular patient, whose name is Johnny Wiles, and it is that he has repressed memories that
With some scientifically unsound concepts.
See, I have no idea about any of... I was actually about to Google beta blockers before.
That's not how beta blockers work.
I didn't think it was.
You can't take a pill to forget something. It doesn't work like that.
This is set in the future, though. Maybe they do this.
But beta blockers already exist.
I know.
They're there and... that's not
how
beta...
I don't know what they do.
I think they kind of were looking up how, like, a scientific excuse to why someone... How could someone oppress a memory?
Repress.
How someone could repress a memory.
My memories are so oppressed.
My memories want equal rights. I think they just kind of looked up the first thing they could find that sounds logical, and they just kind of went with that.
Yeah, and it's not like repressed memories are an unheard of thing. I think they were just trying to give a solid reason for how and when that happened.
Mm-hmm.
Because... that part is important, so...
Hold on.
Yes.
Hold on. How much of this are we talking about? Because are we going to enter spoiler zone or not?
And probably.
If so, we should probably save anything that could be considered spoiler... like, the beta blocker thing might even be considered spoilery.
Sure.
I think anything farther than that, we should save for after the ad break. So that people who don't want to get spoiled, they can just tune out after
okay.
that.
Well, so then non-spoilery content we can talk about is it was developed by Freebird Games, developed and published by Freebird Games.
Freebird!
Is it thanks? In 2011, which I was later.
Wow, 2011?
Yeah, than I thought it would be.
That's early. Gosh, that was 7 years ago.
Yeah, but I was thinking something more like 2009.
Yeah, I guess 2007. Yeah, because, like, I think it is, I feel like it's older in my heart.
Of yeah, hearts. It's a pixel art type thing.
Yeah, it's RPG art. Like, it is pixel art, yeah, but that particular graphical style is absolutely RPG
Maker. Just that engine.
Like, I'll show you some pictures of what RPG Maker looks like outside of that, and you'll be like, oh, that looks exactly the same.
And the characters involved are the two Sigmund Corporation agents.
We didn't say why this dude wants his memory blooped, did we?
I'm getting to that.
Okay.
So, the two Sigmund Corporation agents are Eva Rosaline.
I don't know.
And Neil Watts. And they come in with the machine, and they're already, and the patient is Johnny Wiles, who is, like, completely, I don't want to say comatose, but he's unresponsive.
He is so close to death.
Yeah, he's like, not.
The fact that they can't wait any longer to do this operation, because he might not wake up the next day.
Right, so he's absolutely no help to you throughout the game, so all these answers you kind of have to deduce from going through the memories. He's watched over by a woman named Lily, who is his housekeeper, but she just kind of lives there permanently with her two kids, because she says she likes it there, and I think her husband died in the war? Like, I think he was in the army, and I think he died.
Not like any of it matters.
Right. But it just kind of explains why, you know, who summoned you there.
Gotcha.
Because Johnny Wiles has no family left, he's all alone. And he just kind of lives in this beautiful house in the woods next to an old abandoned lighthouse. His late wife was named River.
Right, yeah, I always found that a unique name.
And she... for a
human.
I suppose.
I mean, for like a stream of water, it makes sense. Maybe a fish.
Okay.
But for that's not a normal human, because humans are like physical bodies, not liquid. But go on.
That's accurate. She is plays a large role in this as well. Johnny Wiles wants to go to the moon, and it has something to do with River.
But we don't know why.
We're not sure what it is. But his final wish is that he goes to the moon, and even he doesn't really have an answer for why that is. So this entire game, the memories you're trying to supplant in his mind are wanting to be an astronaut, to go to the moon.
Yeah. And you start backwards. You don't like, oh, let's, you know, immediately go to his childhood and then tell him, hey, you should be an astronaut. They start...
with the easily accessible memories.
Yeah, they start with the most recent and then they work their way back, keeping on backwards and backwards until they find a point where they can... incept that influence.
Yeah. There's not a whole lot to this game. As we said before, you're pretty much the only thing you're there to do is collect the mementos, but otherwise you're just watching this story unfold.
There's actually a cultural influence that I suspect was had here, or was born here, I suppose. This is what a lot of people would call a walking simulator.
Yes.
And there's a conflict there with the gaming community on whether or not these should be called games. Some people, they hate games like this because, oh, you're just telling a story. You're not engaging in anything. This could easily be a movie. And there are games with problems like that. However, there are others who strongly believe these are fantastic because they allow you to have a story you wouldn't feel otherwise.
Mm-hmm.
I wrote in an article a while back about how video games are the ultimate art form.
I remember this.
One of the remarks, I actually talked about To the Moon, because I believe that part of the emotional experience had in this game is because you went through it. You didn't watch someone else go through it.
And I think that's also one of the reasons that I got through this game pretty quickly, is I like to read, and I don't do a lot of video games. So this being more like a...
this is a graphic novel, really.
Yeah, basically that. And... that's how it's structured, so pretty much every scene you go through leaves you guessing at what's going to happen next and wondering what the answers to all these questions are. And there are some points where you kind of have to put the pieces together on your own because things aren't deliberately said.
Oh, yeah.
which happened a few times in this game, and that's not really common either. Usually the character or something will tell you exactly what the answer is and what's going on, but you really have to piece together a good portion of this yourself.
Yeah, it does a lot of things that a video game normally won't do, but a piece of literature will.
Right.
I do believe that the major success of this game actually caused the influence of other quote-unquote walking simulators to be born. I think people saw this like, oh, they'll love an emotional journey and that's it? Well, let's make one of those. And then we sure. start seeing games like Gone Home and... not what's that one game? Tacoma. Everybody's Gone to the Rapture.
They're... Would you count Opus? Rocket of Whispers.
Oof. You know, I'm going to say yes and no. I don't think Opus really...
Minimal interaction, but...
Opus has more gaminess going on in
yeah.
it. We'll talk about Opus in a future episode. We yeah, have that as like number 10, it. I think.
It's so hard to get through, you guys. But one more thing I want to talk about before our ad break that is not spoiler territory is the name of Sigmund Corporation. So,
oh, I get it.
Well, yeah, it's named after Sigmund Freud, which is another, I think this is another element of, like, the beta blockers, they were kind of reaching for.
They just kind of took a scientific word.
Something that made it sound official and stuff, but it really bothers me nowadays when I see works of fiction or whatever using, like, Sigmund Freud as either an explanation for something or, like, honoring him with the name of your company or whatnot, because he is not, like, you don't go off of Freud's studies anymore. Mm-hmm. He's been disproven completely. And there are a lot of reasons for why he put so much misinformation down that weren't amounting to, we just didn't know at the time. And it, like, there are so many reasons I do not like Sigmund Freud, and I really don't like popular culture using him as a masthead for any psychology fields, because it's like, even modern psychology fields, like, you will study what he did, but you don't take any of his, it, like, there's no credit to any of to anything he said. And so whenever I look at this, but it does kind of line up the controversy over the corporation itself. I was just playing what you just saw me playing on my laptop was the holiday special.
Yeah, I didn't know those were a thing.
They have two mini-sodes. They're both holiday specials that take place after the events of To the Moon. And apparently there's a sequel, and there's also a tie-in
I was going to talk about those, yeah.
I haven't, like, played any of those because I didn't actually know those existed, but I was playing the first holiday special mini-episode, and while they're having a holiday party, there's actually protesters outside the building throwing tomatoes at the Sigmund Corporation building, because there is, and they mention it a couple times in To the Moon of how going in and rewriting somebody's memories, particularly when they're too weak to do anything about it, is somehow immoral.
I could see where that would be perceived as immoral.
Yeah. And I think that, you know, of course, since you're playing people who work for this organization and you do win in the end, I think that does influence the player's opinion of, well, you know, it's probably okay. There's probably more to it, and I can see why a lot of people would think it's very invasive, but I also think, like, if you sign off on that paperwork, then you signed off. That's your waiver. You asked for it.
I'm going to say this very non-position takey, I guess.
Very neutrally?
Very neutrally, thank you. The same can be said about abortion clinics. It's all consensual stuff, but there are still people fighting to have them taken away.
That is an accurate statement. I got real scared when you brought it up, but no, that's actually really accurate. Like,
that's what it made me think of. Less dangerous territory.
Yeah.
I want to talk about the other games. So before there was a sequel, there was a spiritual successor called Bird Story, I think it was.
Mm-hmm.
And all I know about it is that there was a paper plane involved. And from my understanding,
The big symbol in To the Moon is a paper rabbit.
Oh, yeah, the rabbit. That's
the origami
true.
Rabbit.
Well, in this one, it's a paper airplane. I haven't played it, so I don't actually know. But from what I've heard, it's basically They tried to make another To the Moon, but they didn't quite have the same punch.
Yeah. I think this might be one of those where it was like, you had a really good idea for the one thing, but then when you tried to continue it, you really did not plan for it. You didn't have more for it. So.
And then To the Moon 2, Finding Paradise, that's what it's called. I looked it up. I'm not going to lie to the listeners. Like, I'm an all-knowing entity. Finding Paradise.
I could have told you what it was.
This was a while. This 2017. So this came out 6 years after the first To the Moon. At this point, the hype train had died, more or less. However, it has received overwhelmingly positive, 98% positive reviews.
That's pretty good.
So it must have been a good follow-up.
What was the name of the other one you mentioned?
Bird Story?
Bird Story is supposed to connect to the moon. To Finding Paradise.
Oh, is that? It is described.
So that may be why they're so similar.
A simple and surreal 1 hour interactive animation about a boy and an injured bird told without dialogues. That's the description.
Interesting.
Here on Steam.
I would have to play it to see how it connects.
For like $4. That's not bad. But like I said, at this point, the whole concept was basically
Are you ice cream truck?
Oh my god. By this point, people were done with the idea. They had gotten the experience, and they didn't really need another.
Yeah. Like,
hey, if the local ice cream truck says, hey, we have a new chocolate, it's called Chocolate 2, the re-chocolate-inning, but it still just tastes like regular chocolate, you're going to be like, well, I've had this before.
Do you want me to go out and ask the ice cream man?
Do not ask the ice cream man for a chocolate sequel.
Okay, he's right there.
Are you kidding me? The dude just books it through the neighborhood. I've never caught up with him.
I've
been here for 2 years. I've never actually caught him before. There's been times, yeah, I've tried. I was like, oh, I hear the ice cream man, grab my wallet, run outside. He's gone.
You can get those same ice creams in bulk.
I know I can. It was an impulse reaction to get some ice cream, and I didn't even get that satisfaction. Aww. It was all build up, no delivery. I got Blue Bonnet ball. No, Blue Bonnet's the ice cream.
Butter.
What's the Blue Rabbit? What's the ice cream company that's blue?
I think it's Blue Bunny.
Blue Bunny. Yeah. I got, like, Blue Bunny balls.
So, should we hit the ad break?
Yes, we should.
Now for a word from our sponsors. Losing a loved one can be the most difficult time in someone's life. At Sigmund Corporation, we know that very well. And it's our mission to make sure you know that your loved one has passed on as happily as possible. Did they want to travel the world but never had the funds? Did they wish they could have been a baker or a master architect? No matter the wish, we can fulfill it. Make sure your loved ones move on with a sense of completion. Contact Sigmund Corporation today, and remember to ask about our alternate career package.
So, before we actually get into the spoilery territory, I want to talk about River.
Okay.
And her mental disability disorder. They're very vague about it in-game.
Yes, this is one of the things where they have a lot of... I don't know if this is spoiler territory, because they really... They don't...
It's established very early on. Call it spoilery.
They make it sound like there's something different about her, and in some cases something wrong with her, but they never concretely say what that is. And when I was looking at the wiki page for this earlier, it said that River was diagnosed as an adult with Asperger's syndrome, although never directly stated. The game references Tony Atwood, who wrote numerous books about Asperger's.
See, I thought that was interesting, because when I was playing, I did notice they never said why or how she was different.
I kept waiting for that, and I wonder if it's because they didn't want to make it a plot device.
I think this was another instance of the creator just being uneducated. Like, maybe they wanted to make it Asperger's, but they didn't.
They weren't sure.
They didn't know how to properly portray it, so they instead had this unsaid fictional disability.
Vague disability, yes. But it is one of those things where, since they never said, and you don't go looking up the symptoms or whatever of this specific mental disorder, it, I think in a way that helps you put together some pieces a little better, because you try to take everything into account that you've seen and connect it to the present. And at least for me, it was helping me draw the lines.
I wonder whether or not that aspect of the story could have been removed, if it would have made a difference. I feel like they could have not had that. I don't want to say had her be a regular person, because that sounds, you know, mean, I guess. They could have removed this character trait, and I don't think it would have affected the story. With maybe the exception of the paper rabbits.
I won't say one way or the other. I don't know how...
That's fair. It is speculation on my own part.
And in some cases, it may be better that, you know, this was a solid character decision. Like, she's not... It's hard to talk about, especially the two of us not having really any experience with anything like Asperger's or autism, mm-hmm. or anything like that. So it's really difficult to kind of talk about it and explain how it fits in with the story. But I think that overall, with this included, it did make the story dynamic and have, you know, especially with... It gives River her own arc, where the entire story is about Johnny.
Yeah.
So I think it adds some depth to what's going on.
I do kind of wish that they would have actually said the diagnosis.
Yeah.
I feel like, because it isn't really the driving force of the game, and it's touched on, sure.
Almost every memory with River has, you know, this is involved one way or the other.
There's a lot of times when it's, I guess, yeah, there are. It's never from her, though, I suppose.
Yeah.
I feel like it could have been good representation, I guess. Mm-hmm. I could imagine somebody...
Because you really don't get a lot of characters like this.
Exactly. And I could imagine somebody with a similar condition liking that they had this person in there. And in a game where you're supposed to emotionally relate with everyone... I feel like that could really add to the experience. Yeah.
And this was, I mean, this does make it, you know, a little bit rocky territory, but the whole relationship between River and Johnny was not idealistic. It wasn't fantasy, but it also wasn't what was wrong in Johnny's life. So the wiki described it as a largely unhappy marriage, but I don't think the relationship with River was something that Johnny wanted changed.
I can agree with that. They do have those times where they touch on how her behavior would cause strain on the relationship.
Because he would get frustrated. And actually, it turns out that the reason he would get frustrated with her not giving him the answers he wanted to his questions, like, what are you doing? Why are you making so many paper bunny rabbits? A lot of these questions that you see him asking her and getting frustrated because she doesn't answer him, that's not even specifically because of the Asperger's. It's because of what she's trying to do for him. And this is where we get into spoiler territory. So I'm just going to put it all out there.
Okay, go ahead.
The culmination of this game, the reason that Johnny has these repressed memories is he had a twin brother when he was younger, named Joey.
Mm-hmm.
And very shortly after Johnny first met River at a carnival, his brother Joey was hit by a car and killed. And I actually think it was his mother who hit him, because she was backing out. She had to go to
the store.
Yeah, I think this is what happened. She was backing out of her driveway because she had to go to the store, and Joey was there and she didn't see him. And yeah, this is a really, really rough memory to have. So he has repressed this. And because so much of his childhood... Specifically,
his mother was repressing it from him by administering him with beta blockers.
Yeah, however that's supposed to work. And because, like, he wanted to forget, his mom wanted him to forget about Joey entirely, so he didn't, you know, think about why he'd lost Joey. Pretty much everything that happened before this,
is forgotten, and that includes his first meeting with River. The next time he meets River is at school. I don't know if it's middle school or high school.
I don't even know if it was that. I think it might have been elementary.
And he asked her if she wanted to go to a movie, and he said that he asked her out because he thought she was different. And there's something about Johnny's mentality when he's younger about wanting to be different from people and not wanting to be the same old person that everyone else is trying to be.
As most young kids have.
Sure. And so he got interested in River because she was so very different from everyone else. She was quiet. She kept to herself. She liked to talk about lighthouses.
Yeah.
But he had no memory of having met her before at this carnival where they decided to invent their own constellation, which was a bunny rabbit,
mm-hmm.
using the moon as its belly. And they said, they agreed once they both had to leave that they would rendezvous on the moon.
But because this memory had been suppressed, he didn't know why he wanted to go to the
yes.
moon.
Yes. So this, you know, culminates in the present with River has died.
Yes, that's what I was going to say.
Because, you know, now he's lost River and he wants to be with her again. So he has this urge to go to the moon and doesn't have an answer for why he thinks that going to the moon will take him to River.
But because the motivation of going to the moon was stuck behind these beta broken mind segments, the scientists were unable to convince him, even going as far back as grade school.
Right.
Every attempt that they made to convince him, hey, become an astronaut, he just shrugged off.
So,
until they got to that part.
What they did as a solution to this, which was a very emotionally charged moment in the game, is the scientists disagree on how to go about this, Eva and Neil. And Neil's idea, he kind of implements without...
asking.
Without asking, without Eva's agreement. And, oh no, Eva does this. Sorry. Other way around.
Eva's the one who goes a bit overboard.
Yes. She decides that the way to do this is to completely rewrite what happened. And so she puts in memories where Joey never died. And so because Joey never died, Johnny has him throughout his whole life, and he never gets together with River.
Because she believes that River is what keeps him from meeting his moon goal.
Yes. So he never meets River, but he does have Joey.
Mm-hmm.
And having Joey there encouraging him and being by his side the whole time, then Johnny does go through with the motivation of becoming an astronaut and going to work for NASA and going to the moon, except that while on his first day at NASA, when he goes in for orientation, guess who walks in? River.
River!
So she does end up in the picture after all.
I cannot explain how barfy that made me. This whole time, it's like, look at this long-time established relationship. Emotionally charged, no, all of that love, let's get rid of it. Wipe it away. It is not worth his time anymore. He is now alone without the girl that he liked.
He's not alone. He just doesn't have the girl.
Without the girl that he liked. And then, once he's finally at the position where he can get that dream that he wanted, she shows up anyway.
And it's a beautiful moment. It is the end of the game, basically.
It's like, let me take your soul and heart, squeeze it around, mush it around like a little stress ball, and then just reinflate it again.
Yes.
And then just,
the best part of the game is when all of this happens, except for the part where you get attacked by zombies in the school. Like, that was a weird...
The filler, I suppose. Yeah. And then, of course, putting all of this dramatic stuff over top of music, Everything's Alright by Laura Shiriguri, I think.
I don't have
the name nearby. This game popularized the song that played at the very end.
Mm-hmm.
The only song with vocals. It's called Everything's Alright by, like I said, I believe Laura Shiriguri or something along that nature.
Look at it.
It is very fitting to the situation. It was written for this game, written for this moment, and it's what takes, like, that emotional experience and then just pushes
Shigehara.
Shigehara. Laura Shigihara, it pushes you over the emotional cliff into the pit of feels.
But there's still more. Because when, in the original timeline, where Johnny married River and they tried to build a house, but River was ill when she was older. She took ill and they were trying to get this house built next to an old lighthouse because she loved it and she didn't want the lighthouse to be alone.
Mm-hmm.
They were running out of money because she also needed treatments. And she eventually told Johnny to stop the treatments so that he could afford to pay for the rest of the building of the house and let her go.
Of course, another stress on the relationship, not that they yes. were in an unhappy marriage.
Yes, there were just stresses, but they stayed together that long and continued, like, he absolutely continued to support her.
Yeah.
For all of it. So when he told her when they were younger, possibly shortly after they were married, I think that was it. They got married and he told her that the first time he asked her out, he did it because he thought she was different and he liked that. And then she realizes he doesn't remember the carnival. He doesn't remember any of that.
Oh, yeah.
So her whole deal with making all of these origami rabbits, she's trying to get him to remember the constellation and remember that night.
Man, I never made that connection.
Yeah, that's exactly what she's doing.
I was too busy being emotionally dead.
She is trying to jog his memory and get him past that blockage, but
she did enough to make him want to go to the moon, but he couldn't recall why.
Exactly. So she never gives him a direct answer, and that's what's frustrating for him, because she can't just tell him these things that he's forgotten. She's trying to get him to remember.
Gotcha.
And that's so much of what the frustrations were in many of these memories, where she was trying to do something for him that he didn't understand. So there's some more feels for you. So this is a very good game. Highly, highly recommend it. Just, it really does make you emotional. I'm gonna have
to go lay down and listen to some gentle piano music for a bit. Decompress again. Still.
Yep.
8 years later. So that was 7. To the moon.
That was To the Moon. Go play it. It's not that much on Steam.
Oh yeah, it's super cheap.
It's only for PC though.
That is true, because again, RPG Maker.
Yeah.
I guess we did kind of spoil it, so if you still want to play it.
It's still, no amount of us spoiling it is going to ruin how good it feels.
The full impact. It is about, how long did it take you to get through? It took me about 7 hours.
Let me go look.
Okay. Do, 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 do.
5 hours.
Took you 5? Well, that's fair. I did get stuck in a few spots because I'm a dummy.
I got stuck a couple times.
So that was To the Moon. How about some housekeeping? We wrap things up.
Sure.
Nice end of day stuff. If you enjoyed this episode... Oh, we're live. That's right.
Oh, yes.
We never... Okay, so... This is episode 6, but this is the first time we're recording after we have publicly announced and, you know, launched the podcast itself. So now we're actually live.
I figured...
Ain't that exciting?
I don't know why it would make a difference to people who are now listening to the episode, well, though.
Because now the news will actually be
relevant. Oh, yeah, it's going to be current now.
And it means that they can expect up-to-date things to happen.
Yes.
So... If you like this, review us on iTunes. That actually gets help the gut in the bio.
Try again?
That actually helps us get seen quickly and more easily by new people. Same for Stitcher Radio. Google Play, we're on there, but they don't have a review system. You can follow us on Twitter at Cozy Co-op Podcast and on Facebook on the same name. If you want to give some feedback, suggesting a game we play, or do you have input on the next game we're going to play, you can tweet at us, or you can send us an email at cozycoop@thelizardrock.com. Thelizardrock.com is where we get our news segments from. That is also where we host the site. It's a personal website. Monday through Friday, I do news in the mornings now, not in the evenings.
Yes.
That's a thing.
And yeah, please do email, because if you send us, you know, maybe a game that isn't on our list, we'll put it on there and make sure to take a look at it. Or if we let you know what our next game is going to be, then you can send us your own thoughts on it. And you might, you know, we might read those thoughts on the show and let everyone know what you think about these video games.
Or you can be mean and I call you a bucket face.
A bucket face.
A bucket. Yeah, don't be a bucket face. Be nice to me on email.
Yeah, please be nice. Don't be mean. The next game we're going to be talking about is Doom. Which I have not played, but I have seen run on DSLR cameras and calculators, so...
See, now we're not only going to talk about the original Doom, we're also going to talk about the 2016 remake by id Software and published by Bethesda.
Is there a Doom movie that we can talk about?
Oh, God, the Doom movie. Yes. We're going to... Okay. I'll see if I can't find that. We'll watch it, too. Lots to say about Doom. We'll I'm excited for that one.
Yeah.
That is it for today.
Okay. Cozy up with us next week on The Cozy Co-op. Outro.
I think that's actually...